And it's easy to get caught in that trap because you think if you want to race faster, you've got to push harder. And while there is a time for intervals, and my athletes will all tell you that they definitely have some hard intervals, the bulk of your training really needs to be at an effort that is within your aerobic base. And if you constantly find yourself pushing too hard, you're going to find that on race day, the wattage that you're hoping to hold is not going to come easily, and it's going to come at a huge cost because you're not developing that efficiency. So what I'd like to do right now is I'd like to share the profile of an athlete who just recently raced, and look at their race wattage and look at time spent below that race wattage in training. So stay tuned, I'm going to go over some details of an athlete's specific profile. Okay, so we're taking a look at this athlete who just recently raced, and it's a half Ironman, and their normalized power for the race was 222 watts. And I want to point out that that this athlete was able to not only achieve a personal best, but they also negative split the run. So I think we can agree that, you know, they definitely completed and executed a race as they should. So if we take a look at the total power output, if you see this power distribution chart, the ranges that I've highlighted here, the between the two green lines, that's between 190 and 240 watts. So you can see a bulk of their time was spent in that range, which obviously explains why they were at about 222 normalized power watts. So if we take a look at this and we look at the power that they pushed, oftentimes athletes will spend a lot of time right at this range or even above it in training. And while it's necessary to train at this intensity as well as intensities well above this, you need to be cautious with too much time spent up and beyond your race wattage. So if we take a look at this athlete and we take a look at their last the last 41 hours of their training. So for the past 41 hours of training that they have completed, the amount of time, and we've simplified this, but the amount of time that they've spent below 220 watts was they spent 80 of that 41 hours, 84% of that time was spent below 220 watts. And I didn't break it down further, but actually most of the time below 220 watts was well below 220 watts. Most of the time was 200 watts and below. So just wanted to point that out. And then if we take a look at the amount of time that was above 220 watts, it's 16% of that 41 hours was above 221 watts. What is typical of this athlete? This athlete on the weekend is not racing. They're not pushing limits. They're not trying to get every last ounce of power out of themselves. They're controlled. They're working on their aerobic capacity. And during the week is typically when some really hard, high intense intervals are entering into the training, and they're limited. It's not just like a 2-hour hammer fest where they're just pushing all the time, but it's limited. It's strategic. Now, I'm not saying this distribution works for everybody, but based on this athlete's physiology, based on their profile, based on their training and their goals and their races for the season, this is what works for this athlete. But the general trend is important to note that if you spend too much time trying to hold race intensity or training at race intensity, on race day, you're not going to develop the efficiencies. You will not have developed the efficiency necessary to be able to hold that wattage and still be able to run well. So the takeaway here is when you go easy, make sure you're going easy. And when it's time to push, you've got to get after it and push really hard. So just wanted to give you a visual illustration of the importance of keeping it controlled. Don't try and hammer on the weekends and you know, set personal bests. And I mean, of course, there's a time for that. But, you know, you want to keep your training controlled on the weekends because if your goal is to develop your aerobic efficiency, then you need to make sure that you're training in the right zones and you're not just constantly hammering. So keep that in mind as you go about your training.